What's up, Scarlett?
What's up, Dax? What do you want to talk about? You want to talk about how you don't know how to work a printer?
Sure, we can talk about that. You know what I'm saying? I mean, I'm pretty defeated, you know?
Yeah.
At this point, I've been in the gym for a couple weeks now, and I'm dying, Scar. You know, my legs hurt, my side hurts, my arms hurt, my weight's hurt.
That doesn't...
You know what I'm saying? I'm
tired. You came to me and said, I always have this problem. I stick more paper in. It says invalid.
Say invalid.
No, you just got to pull the paper holder up.
What I do?
It's kind of crazy.
You know?
All right, what else do you want to talk about?
I don't know. How was Terrifier 3?
Terrifier 3 was pretty good. I went and saw it by myself.
Loser alert. Loser alert.
Now, some people may say loser alert.
Yeah.
But other people may say, wow, that sounds nice to just go and enjoy a movie.
That's so courageous of you to go. You are an independent woman.
Normally, like, I would say if I was in my, like, early 20s, I think at this point, I'm starting to do more things that are, like, out of my comfort zone. And I really wanted to go see it on the day it came out. And I really wanted to, because I already had spoilers. And it had just came out that day.
Yeah,
and I was getting spoilers. So I just went and I did it. And I will say, I think I enjoyed it more than I enjoyed the second one. If anyone out there has seen the Terrifier movies. I think the storyline was a little better, even though the storyline's always hard to follow.
Yeah, doing.
I think that the propaganda, hyping it up, saying that people are going to pass out and throw up. If you don't like gory movies,
don't see it. Yeah.
Like, if you like gory movies, you're not, like, it's not.
Would you say which is more gory, Saw or Terrifier?
They're both gory in different ways. Because Terrifier is gory in the aspect of, like, you're watching the most insane, like, this guy comes up with the most insane ways to kill people. Like, that's all he does.
Yeah, doing.
And it's different because when you're watching Saw, I feel like it's a little more realistic, I would say, almost.
Wait.
But when you're watching Terrifier, it's like you're just watching someone getting ripped to fucking shreds. But it's a little, I want to say it's a little silly. Like, you're like, okay. Like, there was one scene where this guy gets a chainsaw just shoved directly up his asshole. Just mutilated his asshole.
These things happen.
Flips him over and then just tears his penis apart.
Ugh.
And, like, that sounds bad. But I just feel like the way that they do the gore is a little
now,
more, like, you can
handle
it.
Let me ask Jay. You are one to try anything three times. Would you try that at least three times? See, I think we found our thing that he wouldn't do.
I don't think he'd do that.
Yeah. You only get one. Yeah, I mean, yeah. But you would try it. You
know? But there were parts that I laughed at. There are parts that I thought were good. There are parts that I thought
you
were
laughed,
silly.
You laughed, you cried,
it,
you had fun.
I had it all. Yeah. It was a good experience. I'm glad that I did it.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, doing. Meanwhile, I watched, what was that movie? Photograph? No, Polaroid.
Polaroid.
That movie was fucking great. You ever see Polaroid? Great fucking movie. Good fucking horror movie. You have to type. So when you type Polaroid, make sure you type IMDb. Because if not, a bunch of cameras will just come up.
That
I did
makes
it
sense.
Last night.
Movie. Or
I
Polaroid
typed in Polaroid.
Movie.
Yeah.
But, yeah, it's a good movie.
That movie is fucking cool.
Yeah.
That was a good fucking movie. And that's the type of horror that I like, with a fucking creature, a monster that has a decent backstory and he's coming after you. You know, that was a cool fucking movie. I liked it. Liked it a lot.
Yeah, that's good.
You know?
Yeah.
I'm very specific on what kind of horror I like.
Me too.
You are very specific.
I'm
not that specific,
very,
actually.
Very, very specific.
I like horror. I like
I think,
aliens, monsters,
I don't think
ghosts.
You... Yeah, you're not specific in
I'm
that
specific
type of way.
On...
But you get into moods.
Well, my specificity comes into play with how a movie is filmed. If it's filmed cam, I physically can't do it. I can't watch anything that's filmed with a fucking camera.
There are gems,
it's just
though.
Shaky.
There are gems.
There could be.
Filmed,
like, the only thing I've ever watched with that was maybe Blair Witch Project. And that was just
Blair Witch isn't a gem, though. Blair Witch is an overrated piece of shit movie.
Exactly. So,
but Hell House?
With gems like with Blair
so
Witch
good.
Project. Yeah, I mean, I have seen it. But and that's an exception and not something that I'd be like, oh, let me watch this again. You know?
Hell House was just
cabbage.
And there's four Hell Houses. And they all connect in this amazing way, and their storylines are just so good. So, like, even if you don't like cam-filled filmed movies like that, like, it's just fucking, like, the storyline and all that can get you through that. It's so good.
Maybe there is. Maybe it is. Maybe it ain't. You know, I don't know. Rumham. I wasn't really listening, to be honest. I was reading. That's fine. I was reading a text message, you know?
Whatever.
Yeah, you know.
Dirty, filthy animal.
Yeah, dirty, yeah, filthy animal.
In conclusion.
What's that from, Scarlett? Go.
I don't know.
Sorry, Home Alone. Like, Home Alone is the right answer.
No, yeah. It's not you dirty, filthy animal.
It is. It is, yeah.
No, it's you filthy animal.
Yeah, filthy Merry animal.
Merry Christmas, you filthy animal.
Yeah, but either way, Scar.
Right, but so if you say dirty, filthy animal, I'm not, like, that's not...
Dirty is you're throwing in Planet of the Apes. You damn dirty apes!
Okay.
Great fucking movie, dude. Fucking dime, dude.
In conclusion, if anyone out there likes Art the Clown, they like the Terrifier movies, I think it's well worth going to see.
Is that something we should talk about?
What?
The first Planet of the Apes movie?
Oh my God.
So good.
I'm just letting the people know.
It's like 18.
You know? I went out and I did it all by myself and I did it for you guys.
So fucking good. Maybe it was before 1980. Maybe it was like 1970, 1960. I don't know. Planet of the Apes slaps. And the three new movies are so fucking good. Yeah, let's see. Was it 1965?
Planet of the Apes.
Planet of the Apes, 1968. Nope, that's not it. It's before that. It looks like that. Is that the second one or is that the first one? I think is that the first one? Type in original. Planet of the Apes original. Planet of the Apes original. I guess it was 1968. Just didn't look like the cover photo.
And we're going to stop talking now so we can get right into the podcast, guys.
All right, sure. What's up, guys? We're back with another fantastic episode of the Fetish Nature Podcast. I'm joined, as always, by my beautiful wife, Scarlett Fay.
Hey.
Today, we are discussing one of the bigger fetishes in more recent years, giantess. We will be taking a deep dive into the topic and talking about all the different kinds of giantess, as well as who we think are doing it the best right now. The reason why? Why are we doing this today, Scarlett? Because we just dropped our brand new store, Fetish Nature's Giantess Adventures.
Woo!
So please sit back, relax, and get comfortable as we get right into it.
All right. The definition of giantess is a female giant. But to go into it more in depth, it's the idea of being shrunken down and then getting into the grasp of a woman, either for farting, sitting on, eating, sucking on, swallowing, stepping on, nose picking,
sure, we'll get and
etc., etc., on and on.
Now, giantess is a fetish that I have had, and I like the idea of being shrunk down and shoved between some sexy cheeks of a hot girl.
Or maybe up the nose of a hot girl.
But giantess covers more than just shoved in some sexy cheeks, Scarlett. Should we talk about giantess?
Yeah, let's talk about the giantess topics.
So the first one that comes to mind is vor, right?
Mm-hmm.
Vor is, I believe, type in the definition of vor, but I believe vor is the idea of being eaten.
You know, yeah, I'm familiar with swallowed. It. Like the journey of being swallowed and going through the body.
Yeah. So I think that's what it is. Type in giantess
for a fetish involving being eaten by or eaten someone or something real or imaginary.
So there you go. So literally just, and again, I would love to have, we actually do have a friend of ours who is into vor, and I've been trying to get him on the podcast so we could take a deeper dive into it, because I'd really like to get to the innards,
if
you
will,
you know, no pun intended, the innards of vor. What is vor? What gives you that thrill? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Of,
what is it about being eaten?
Being eaten,
yeah, that turns you on.
Me personally, being eaten would mean going into the stomach acids and dying, and that just sounds awful. You know what I mean? For me personally, my penis can't get erect from that. Now I have done some light, like sucking and eating. You know what I mean? That I could find very, very arousing. You know what I mean?
Like, but
I find,
being tiny and being sucked on?
Yeah, like I find the mouth of a woman very arousing. Like getting my wiener in there just sounds lovely. You know what I mean? Blowjobs have always been...
If you like the mouth of a woman, you should get something sucked by Cynthia, because her lips are so soft and juicy. And when she sucks on my toes, I don't like being... Like, I don't like it. Like, I hate the feeling of, like, And I hate thinking about, like, saliva on my toes and stuff. But she's very soft and subtle, and her lips are very nice.
Well, I am excited because next time she's here, I have a script where she sucks on my feet.
So yeah, I'm sure everyone wants to see that.
Well, I want to try it, so it's more for me.
Yeah, well, yeah. I think that you'll enjoy it.
I'm looking extremely forward to it. I'm even a little quarter chub just thinking about it, you know? And the Scarlett, I'm sorry to say this just straight up, but like the way you just described Cynthia's ability to suck, I was like, God, she must be great at sucking dick.
I was going to say that, but I didn't want to be like rude and like just talk about her sucking dick. But
I'll write a script for it.
Sounds she probably phenomenal. She probably does give a really good head.
No, fully chub now. So we have
Vore.
Yep. Ass crush. What's ass crush, Scarlett? What does that mean?
To me?
Yeah, what does that mean to you? I can tell you what it is after.
Yeah, yeah. To me, ass crushing is just going up and down and like slamming your ass on a tiny man. Is that ass crushing or is it
so
like...
So ass crush can be defined in several ways because in type that right there, DeviantArt, they're great.
Butt crush.
So butt crush is like, it goes into all different things. Sitting on a face, it's all art. See, like right there, you know, but there's towns, you know, some studios, like Cynthia was just telling us about a studio that she worked for. The guy has a room this size and he has buildings and people and trains and cars and the girls just walk around stomping on it, you know, and like that looks fun. That'd be cool. We should definitely reach out and get you on there.
That's just like a giant test.
But then like dropping their butt down on things. Yeah. I've seen videos of toy cars, you know, and girls just sitting down on those and people love that kind of shit. And you know, it's something that, you know, and now just not to jump into that too much, you know, but it's something I personally wouldn't want to do because just the idea of being inside of a car when it gets crushed, you know, you just die horrifically. What's the next one on there?
Farting.
What's farting? Have we ever done anything like that?
I don't think so.
I don't think so either. No, farting is that's the bread and butter, man. That's the bee's knees.
Farting on a tiny.
That's the bee's knees. So my two favorite types of my favorites for that is either a tiny getting shoved between the cheeks, just right in there, and then the farts come out and they change. It changes the way the fart sounds when there's a tiny in there, and that's what some people make farting giant test porn, and it makes me sad when they take the tiny out. Like they'll cut and they'll take the tiny out. I'm just like, oh, like. I'm listening to the video. I'm like, oh, there's no longer a tiny in there. Like, I can hear the difference. Like, you know what I mean? And that makes me sad. So I'm glad that we don't do that because that shit is fucking lame and stupid and you're dumb and I hate you. And, you know, but I digress.
Oh, my God. Speaking of that, the last, what was it, like 2 days ago?
What was that video called?
I don't remember. But he was in my ass.
He was in your ass.
He was in my ass. And when I had to take him out to show him to the camera,
there's some poo
like,
on
oh,
there.
My gosh. You were in my ass this whole time? Yeah, he was...
I think it was called
How
Did You Survive or something.
Yeah, How Did You Survive in there? Honestly, how did you? Because I pulled him out and there was like little splots of shit on it. I'm like, oh, yeah. I have to hold this.
Yeah, your farts in that video were fucking gnarly. Dude.
Yeah, you had
that
to...
That shit was fucking
we
gnarly.
We stopped because we were going to do a naked mouth farting or just naked face farting.
Yeah, that shit was...
Video after that, that and tough, you were like, bro. Nope.
That shit was tough. Keep scrolling. Are you looking... Did you type in giant ass? Are you looking for our store? Keep scrolling. Are you looking for our store?
No, just
trying to us. Yeah, so, you know. I would leave that pulled up.
Yeah.
So go to browse categories and then type in the word giant ass. And that'll pull up all the top stores because I think we bring that up later on. Delete the word Vore. You win some and you lose some. So, what were we talking about? I'm sorry.
We were talking about farting.
Farting. So just, I mean, I also like the idea of just unaware farting is glorious. Glory be thy name. Mm-hmm. It's beautiful. So like right there from that screen, just click browse. It should, I don't know if there's a way to get to it. Type giant, just click giant test. You were right there. If you click that X, you'll see it right there. Click, scroll up to the top. Just click giant test. And this should pull up the top 50. I don't know how he gets the top 50 clips, dude. I don't know how the fuck, if there's a fucking way to get to that on Clips for Sale or what. For me, when I just type it in there, it just, that instantly it pops up. Look at that right there, farting. Boom. Number three. Number three fetish on there. It's definitely bigger than the other ones, though. See, like right there, boom, it shows the top 50. Clips, yep. And look at that. We have the number one slot, the number two slot. Scroll down a little bit, Jay. We have the number four spot. We have the number seven spot. I mean, we typically have... I love that the Brazilians are trying to copy us and that the swallow the toilet farts one. That was funny as shit. The Brazilians continuously try to copy us, whether it's Twister, Guess Who, that one. Wow, the hand job, the farting hand job video is doing well, which I'm glad that that's doing well because that means we get to do more of those. Scarlett's not thrilled about that, but you got to do what sells, Scar. You got to do what sells. Wait till you see the one that we have planned for the next time.
But you know what is number two right now? The video I suggested we do.
But it is. It is. You did genuinely suggest that. But it is also because I had to explain to you that the echo is nice, but the...
Yeah, I think to me, the we had to do several takes to get it the way you wanted it to sound.
Yeah.
And like in my head, I was like, well, I want to make sure the camera picks up the sound because sometimes I don't know if they can hear that low. But it was very silent and we weren't talking. The only thing that you would be able to hear is that. So it was good.
What she's talking about is the difference. So, like, there's an echo. Sometimes when you do a mouth fart, there's an echo. That's basically if the mouth is open, there's some air on the sides for air to get in and out. But if you seal your mouth there and then apply pressure from the ass, it creates a roar kind of sound, and that's just gnarly. If you just click on it, I don't know if you can hear the computer, if you have the PC's volume, the one to the right of that. That one right there. If you click on that and watch the trailer, Jay, you'll hear that sound that I'm talking about. And it's fucking intense, dude. It's an intense sound. And I made sure that I got it in the trailer.
There is no trailer.
Click for preview right there.
Oh,
there is. Now you got to click that. There you go. So if you listen to it, you'll hear it right there. And I mean, god damn, Scarlett, your ass looks fucking beautiful in that. Fucking dime, dude. Beautiful, beautiful booty. I mean, right back to the last question of the last podcast. I mean, what makes a girl's butt so desirable? Just look at that, dude. Like, Scott, don't you just want to dive into your own ass? I mean, it looks so nice, dude. I mean, we should film after this with my face in your butt. We actually technically do have to film after this. We have the Amira custom that we have to do. That one's, like, pretty overdue. I've talked to the guy, and he's pretty cool, I think. Yeah. But, you know, I talked to him on the Discord, and he was very nice. He was, saying, take your time, you know. And I do like that a lot of the people that are on your OnlyFans come into Discord and talk to us, and I think that's fucking cool. I like that a lot. What do we, let's
we got sidetracked.
We tend to do that. What is the next? Nose. I'll take nose. Nose is just the idea of being shoved into a nose. We don't really have to talk about that one all that much, you know.
Oh, is that what that is?
That's what that is, yeah. Just picking the boogies, you know. Yeah. Being so tiny that, and it's, so the first one that I ever really got into for that, because I don't have like a real nose fetish, but I got into this one chick who took a tiny and then tied a little floss string to him. And she was kind of just like on the phone chatting with a friend while like also taking the tiny, and she was like picking her teeth with it. She like sucked on it for a little bit. She was like using it to pick her nose, you know, and then at the end she just stuck them in her butt. And I was like, damn, that was really hot. So that's when I reached out to a different girl and was like, hey, can I just get a video of you picking your nose with a tiny? And like, that was pretty hot, you know? Now, is it something that, and I think a lot of people can relate to this, is that something that I'm into on a regular basis? No, not at all. Like, I couldn't just at any point in time pull up that video and watch it and jerk off to it. But like, once in a while, I watch something that is out of the ordinary, you know? Something that I'm not really into on a daily basis, but like once in a while I'm like, yeah, I can get off on this, you know. And if you were to scroll through my thousands of pages of bought videos on fucking clipsforsale.com, you would see like videos, you'd be like, what the fuck, why do you have this? And I'd be like, don't know, I was just feeling that day, you know, whether it came up in the recommended section or I was just, you know, saw some movie where some girl sneezed and I was like, I could watch a girl sneeze right now. You know,
that's, and how I came across that
the old man coming,
the nose one.
You got a nose video?
Your nose video. Scrolling through all your porn, and I was like, what the fuck is this?
Yeah, exactly.
Had no idea you Bought a video,
yep, of some nose stuff.
Yeah.
What's the next one on there, Scar?
Armpit.
What's that, Scar?
Armpit. Being stuck into an armpit.
Now, is it just stuck in there, or is it grinding that pity?
You know? I guess it's grinding.
It's grinding the pit, I think.
I'm new to that. Mm-hmm. Some of these armpit.
I believe these are called subcategories. The main category is giantess, and then the subcategory of armpits and being shoved in there. Now, if you remember years ago, it was a Valentine's Day, maybe 2015, 2018, maybe 2017, something like that. Me and you were playing a game, and I made up the game, and it was just like, whatever the fuck it was, I'd lick your armpit. And I licked your armpit, and that was horrific. You know, the taste of an armpit will stay on the tongue for a while. Have you ever licked an armpit, Jay? No, it is not a great time, you know? It's not as cool as I thought it would be, you know? And moving directly on, the next one is Unaware. Now, Unaware is one of my absolute favorites. The idea of being shrunk down and then a girl just sitting or stepping on, I'm not into the feet stepping part, but like sitting on, it just unaware. And I think we go into my top five favorite giantess clips later on. And there's one of those. And unfortunately, there is another one that's not on their page anymore. I don't know what happened to it, but it's fantastic. But anyway, long story short, is just the idea of unawaringly being sat on by a really hot girl's ass. Beautiful. Fantastic. Unaware, I think, doesn't get the respect and love that it deserves. And that's why I think we make a fairly decent amount of Unaware. And thankfully, JJ likes some Unaware stuff, so he orders the Unaware, and I fucking love it. I love that bastard. JJ's cool. He's a cool cat.
Yeah.
He's my favorite.
Sorry.
He always makes his scripts fucking bubbly drinks smooth and easy. And I mean, it's an outline that I wish I could send out to everyone and be like, hey, see how this guy wrote this fucking script? This is how you should fucking do it, because this is beautiful. I wish I could send that to the world. He's a beast, you know? He writes everything perfectly. Normally I'd be like, we're talking about JJ. Why are we talking about JJ? But like, JJ's a giantess fan. You know, if we could have anyone on the podcast and interview them about giantess, it would be JJ. Mm-hmm. I would love to fucking peel apart his mind and really get into what he likes about giantess. Cause he's, you know, he's prime real estate for that. Next we have feet. So feet, I believe, goes into crushing. So people want to be crushed by a giant foot. They want to, you know, and this, I'm going to just include one of our other ones on here, toes. So feet and toes. So being put in between the toes, you know, being weeched on, stepped on, cheesed on, you know what I mean, all that shit. Just to jump through these, sex, Scarlett. Type in giantess. See if we can get that top 50 list of giantess. There's one where this guy takes a tiny and sticks it into his penis.
Oh.
Yeah, it looked pretty horrendous. Giantess clips for sale, top 50 maybe.
Right there
you go. Yeah.
Yep,
you can click on that one.
So that's not in his tip. That's in
the foreskin though.
Yeah, he's not circumcised. That's what I mean.
Yeah. So, and that's probably something that people like. Jay's over there. I can see his penis is erect. So like, click on the preview for that. I'm curious if she sucks on that cock with the tiny in there, because that's kind of cool. But again, that's not something, and that's something that I've always been curious about. And I just recently talked to Cynthia about that. Is the tiny in there? That looks painful, man.
No, the tiny's on his stomach.
Now the tiny's in her mouth, probably.
Nope, it's in her hand. You're okay, not very so
it's
probably, observative,
huh? It's a cuckolding video, yeah. Look, there you go. So now she's spitting the cum. My lord. Giantess cuckolding domination and humiliation until huge facial cum on tiny husband's face. Wow, what a title. Just to give people a shout out. Shout out to Fetish Machine Femme. Looks like that's the name of their store. So like, leave this up for the love of God. There's obviously a bunch of VFX go into a lot of giantess things. There's a lot of very cool stuff. I used to personally write scripts for Queen Sylvia and for Giantess Julia, and their different giantess clips. They have good giantess stuff. Scarlett, so that covers the subcategories. And guys, I'm sure there's some that we missed. I'm sure there's some that we missed.
Well, just
leave them in the comments.
Feet.
We covered feet. We covered toes. Yep. Yep. We covered all that.
Whoa, we did. Uh-huh. I must have been zoned out.
You were falling asleep a little bit. You look a little bit tired there, Scar. You know. Scarlett, you're up next.
Oh. Sorry. You just burped and that threw me off.
Oh, it was me.
You gotta stop. All right, Dax.
Me.
You.
Yeah, what's up?
Dax.
Mm-hmm.
What are you, like, into?
Girls' buttholes.
Yeah? What else?
Girls' farting. Blowjobs. Hand jobs. Recently, I've been into hand jobs. Now, are you asking me just directly, like, what am I into in general? Or are you asking about what I'm into in the giantess category?
I would say, since we're doing a giantess episode,
mm-hmm.
What are you into in the giantess category?
Unaware. Farting. And sitting.
You wouldn't dabble in, like, armpit?
Mm-mm.
You wouldn't dabble in feet?
Mm-mm. Nope. Not my cup of cheese. You know, maybe a little bit of nose, maybe a little bit of ass crush. Yeah. A little bit, maybe. But, like, I am a big fan of, like, the bouncing and, like, the lifting up when the butt lifts up in the air and you see the tiny for a quarter of a second. You're like, hi, bye. You know, like, that shit's cool. Scarlett, you know, what else you got for me? You got anything else to ask, Gar?
What are some of your favorite studios over the years of you watching and buying giantess porn? What are some studios?
Well, big shout out to Phil Fetish, who I'm actually friends with, the creator and the guy who runs that studio that's in all of those videos. He's a very nice guy. Very nice guy. Canadian feller. But that store, they got me into Unaware a lot. I don't even know if I knew about Unaware before I started seeing them on their page. But definitely draw inspiration from them. Giantess Julia, who I used to write scripts for. Same for Queen Sylvia. I love their videos. They make great stuff. Aurora, I think her name is. Her studio is Young MILF Aurora. She's a fucking wild one, dude. Scroll down. You'll see her on the left side. She's fucking crazy, dude. So right there, you can see Phil Fetish Studios. They're great. They've been doing more farting stuff, but as I mentioned in the last episode, is that they used to do a lot of fake farts, so I don't know if they do real farts now or not. I haven't bought any of those videos. Click Seymour. But you'll definitely... I would imagine you would see Young MILF Aurora probably down lower. Most of the higher things for the top 50 is usually, like, fucking crazy. Goddess Aurora is the same girl. You can click Goddess Aurora. Yeah, she's crazy. Oh, no, she's not the same girl at all. Completely different girl. But she's still cool. Doesn't matter. She's a wild one, Young MILF Aurora. She has this video that's on Clips for Sale. I saw it on there. Where she takes a tiny, sticks it in her butt, and then pulls up some white panties and then shits in her panties. And that made it on Clips for Sale. Still on there today, I believe, when I clicked on her thing. Because I was writing up the script anyway, and she just pushes out a full load and you just see him push against the fucking wall of the panties. That shit's wild, dude. Again, I don't know how that Clips for Sale doesn't allow scat. I'm not sure how that made it on there. What's that one right there? Number 12 13 14 15. It looks like it's number 15 right there. What is going on there? That looks cool. Custom, you shrink in size every time. Why? Scroll over the title there, Jay. Every time you come. Interesting. That looks cool. What else do we have here? Eliza B. Queen Dom Holly. I mentioned her last episode. She's a fucking rocket. Sparkly Hot Clips are fire. And she has some really good farts in her videos. And she has some good Unaware ones. Classy and Gassy. They're good. Sexy Flatulence. She has one where she shoves the head of a doll in her anus. That shit's fucking intense. Sadistic Queen. Walla Street is cool. You know.
What about clips? Like, top five clips?
Top five clips. That's easy. Thong Entrapment from Twisted British Fantasy. If anyone's ever seen it, unfortunately, first time I ever saw it was on this vid. And then I felt bad because I watched it like 50 times. And I felt bad. I was like, I don't like watching free porn. So I went and bought that video off of her store on Clips for Sale. But that video is fucking awesome. It's basically, there's one where she gets, type in, it's literally called Thong Entrapment. Thong Entrapment. If we can pull up the exact video.
I think this is dangerous. What's that? Think we need to get rid of the monitor.
The monitor's definitely dangerous. Yeah, I think we do need to get rid of it. Thong Entrapment. There's one of the videos that I wrote for Giantess Julie right there. So right there, see that right there? Jay, the second one down, and then to the right. One to the right. That's the video. Click the store, though. Twisted Britney. wherever, Twisted British Fantasy. So this girl's awesome. You would have to go back to like her very first videos made, because it's one of her OG videos made. But she has a really cool video that she made. Oldest clips. Yeah, it looks like that. Now just scroll down a tiny bit.
So Thong Entrapment is, what is that, like your top rated, or are these all like, are the ones that you're saying, are they rated from highest to lowest? Are they all
the Thong comparable? Entrapment one is probably one that I've watched more than any other video in general. Probably. So it's actually not Thong Entrapment. I just realized that just by watching that preview. That's not my favorite video. That's one where like she turns somebody into a thong. I don't know. It's if you keep scrolling, it'd probably be there. But again, I don't want to get lost looking in that. Anything with Mistress Alicia Barnett from Filth Fetish. She's fantastic. The Jizzy Giant Test. Whole day, number 8. I don't even know how to say that word because it's in Italian. But Umilati Ofesi. If you know what videos I'm talking about from these people, you are an OG motherfucker. Because that shit's from like 10 years ago. Basically, she takes a tiny and ties him to a pillow. And then literally like walks around town and like goes to like a restaurant and puts it down and sits down on him, and then goes to like her office and puts it down and sits down. It's like a 30-minute video, and she has like 10 of them. They're fucking great. Hide the Evidence from Mistress Corrine from Filth Fetish, fantastic. And then probably my number one is Sharing Tinies from Princess Scarlet Rhodes and Sky Blue Filth Fetish. They're great. Honestly, Sky Blue Scarlet, and I can't believe I'm gonna admit to this, but she looks like a female version of my favorite of my man crush rapper Nick D, and that's why I fuck with her. See if you can pull up Sky Blue from Filth Fetish. See if you can type that in, because she is just fantastic. Sky Blue Filth Fetish. If we can get a picture of her up there, she is just great. She is fantastic. In my opinion, she looks kind of like Nick D, and that's why I think she's fucking awesome. Not that I'm, you know, right there. There's the video right there. Sharing Tiny's directly to the right. That's the video that I'm talking about. You know, phenomenal video. Fantastic. It's just about, like, she started dating this new guy, and the way that she, like, jumps and sits back. I doubt they'll show it in the preview, but it's just phenomenal. I mean, she's so great. Scarlett, if you had the ability to either shrink down to like the size of like a fucking tiny, or to grow 500 feet, would you do it?
Like, would I do? You said, would I do it?
Yeah, yeah, would I'd you do it. It? If you had the choice, yeah. Which one would you choose?
You didn't say that. You said if you had the option.
I apologize. Which one would you choose? Big or small?
Obviously, I'd be big.
Why?
Because I'm not. Why would I be shrunken down to into a tiny? I'm not into getting sat on and shit.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
I'm gonna sit on you.
Yeah, but you want to run around, perhaps hop on an ant and fly away?
No, I wouldn't.
No?
No.
Well, I didn't know it, you know?
You didn't know that?
Nah, nobody knows.
No, I don't want to be tiny. Thank you for the offer, but I'm good. I'm good being giant.
Very interesting, yeah. Very interesting. Because, like, I'm in a giant test and I'd probably take giant.
Yeah, but you're not allowed to.
Yeah, I can.
No, you're not allowed to.
I can, Scarlett.
No.
Yes, I can.
No, nobody would let you.
Harry Potter.
No, you'd have to be shrunken down, and you'd have to ride on an ant and fly away.
I mean, I don't like bugs, though, Scar. You know? Well, I would probably just sneak into your butthole.
Nope.
You know?
Not you. I wouldn't let you.
Which is a scary place to be.
I'd flick you away.
You know? Then I'd wait for Cynthia's butthole and climb in there. You know what I'm saying? Also, another scarier, potentially more scarier than your butthole. That girl's the new damn fucking fart or shart queen, you know?
Well, yeah, she ruins at least 5 or 6 pairs of panties when we do
every time she comes here. Yeah, she's the ruiner of panties. Well, damn. Yeah, Giantess is a favorite for sure. Love the idea of it, but not much more to say, right, Scarlett? Maybe one day JJ can get on here, we can get to the inner roots of his feelings for it, but that's really all we got right now. Scarlett, anything you want to add?
I mean, by the time this episode's released, we'll have just worked with Autumn Bodell. So you'll be able to go check out all those fun clips that we'll have released. She's a really good friend of Cynthia B's. She talked really highly of her. So we're really excited to work with her. At this point, I guess we would have already worked with her. So I'm excited for that.
She was great. She was great.
She was she was amazing.
She was swell.
She was just
a
great.
Swell gal.
We just made some great content.
Yeah, some great content. Swell gal. Very
well,
excited.
Well, check out the store and see what we have on there. We're surprised. You know, we haven't seen it yet either.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. You know what I mean? And don't worry,
it's
guys.
It's kind of wild.
We will have no TV here next time. We took a brief intermission and discussed how much of a distraction it is.
Yeah,
and
Max
for
got
the record,
way too distracted.
Way too
and like,
distracted.
It's nice to have for certain aspects, but like, for him to sit there and be like, "All right, go this way, go that way." I'm sure you guys are like, "All right, come on."
Yeah, come on. I can't even see the screen. You know, we apologize for that. You know, personally, I blame Jay. Yeah, I'm just kidding, Jay. I love you. Well, all right, guys. As always, thank you so much, and we wish you guys the best. Take it easy, have an awesome day, and remember, keep sniffing.
Bye.